Welcome back to That's What I'm Talking About. I am Kelly Marie, your host, and I am sitting here tonight with my fiance, Martin John Torrey III, and he's going to just at least say hello.
Hello.
There. Now he's going to leave this studio. Our studio is our living room, and there he goes. And thank you, John. It is Thanksgiving. No, it's not Thanksgiving. Oh my gosh, I've got these days all messed up. It is, yes. Okay, now I'm really messed up. It is Thanksgiving Thursday. And once again, we are celebrating Thanksgiving 52 weeks this year, 52 different times. And I have a lot to be thankful for today on Thanksgiving Thursday. I have been doing these podcast episodes a little bit later in the day, so I am hopefully not confusing our audience. I just want to make sure that I promise, an episode daily. So I just didn't want the sun to set and the moon to come out and us to be upon a new day without me posting or just releasing a new episode. So I just didn't want to mess up because I've been so consistent on this daily podcast. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the consistency. I'm thankful for just doing this. I just really enjoy podcasting. And I sure am grateful for the audience. And I am just thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to That's What I'm Talking About. And today, once again, is Thanksgiving Thursday. Top of my list, top of my thankfulness list would be the completion of our air conditioning and heating units. They were completed this evening. We went ahead and put an episode out there about air temperature control. And I just am so grateful that today we have completed it. It was under self-care and how important it is to have heating and air. And we have been struggling for the last couple years. And when I got home tonight after Women's Fellowship, every Thursday we get together. It's the best ladies' night out. It is our date night with Jesus. And Jesus brings us all together. So those are wonderful things to think about on Thursdays during our spring and then once again in fall. So as soon as I was able to come home, I noticed the gentleman was leaving our driveway. I pulled right in and there was my incredible fiance with a smile from ear to ear. And I knew what that meant. And as soon as I walked in our home, it was, I'm breathing. It was so warm and comforting to walk into our home instead of for the last couple years we've been dealing with this sweet little fireplace, this electrical fireplace that's given us our heat. So it's exciting to have heat. So I am thankful for air conditioning and heating. I just am very grateful. And that is something I just need to continually just, I want to hail it from the top of my lungs. I just want to yell, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But thank you, God. Thank you for giving us the means to be able to get this going for our family. And I'm very happy. I'm going on and on about it. I have another thing that is hitting home, and it is near and dear to my heart. My mom and dad and my Aunt Judy, her only sibling, her older sister, they were reunited today and this Thanksgiving Thursday. So family is a big, big, big deal, and I am so incredibly grateful. And prayers have been answered. I'm just overwhelmed with joy and thanksgiving. I am so grateful. and thankful that my Auntie Judy has been reunited with my mom and is spending time with my mom and dad. And she's actually going to stay with my mom and dad for hopefully a few days or so. And that just once again warms my heart. So I'm being warmed exteriorly and interiorly today. So it's about warmth. I'm grateful for all the warmth, the comfort of warmth. And I'm just so grateful that I'm being warmed on the inside as well as the outside today here on Thanksgiving Thursday. Let me know what you're thankful for. What is warming your heart on the inside, and also what is warming you on the outside? I know that the sun here in Southern California was wonderful today. We did have beautiful sun, and I'm pretty sure it might be the full moon. Hang on. Alexa, when's the next full moon?
The next full moon will be on February 24th at
4:30 a.m. Oh, so it's looking like, okay, well today, geez, couple more days, we're going to have a full moon. So you know what that means, guys, if you're following the winter shape up and the seed cycling. So we will be going back to sunflower seeds and sesame seeds, because right now we're grinding up our pumpkin seeds and our flax seeds. So we are just on that last few days, couple days left of pumpkin seeds and flax seeds. And then real soon here on the 24th, when the full moon rises, we will be then on the sesame seed and sunflower seed. That's all good. That's all about hormone balancing, at least. Look it up and research it, but it seems to be working for me. I'm not getting near as many hot flashes. I just feel more grounded. So I hope you're all doing really, really well here on this Thanksgiving Thursday, and there are more to come. God willing, and the creek don't rise, right? Anyway, may God bless you, because that's what I'm talking about.